You're listening to Speak, Lord. I'm Ryan Rogers. You know, not all of our prayers are nice, but the important thing is not how good our prayers are, but that we keep talking to God. This episode explores mean prayers. I originally shared this episode on August 15, 2021 on the Palmer SDA Church podcast. Here's the episode, Mean Prayers. It's just an incredible thing to be able to pray for help. When we're in a tough situation, we can ask for heavenly help to come to our aid. And that's how Psalm 35 begins. It says, "Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me. Fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and rise for my help." We have a God who rises to our help. If there's somebody making life especially difficult, we can pray for God to help us. But praying for God to help us is very different than praying for God to hurt them. And that's how the next four verses go. And now verse 3-6. "Draw the spear and javelin against my pursuers. Say to my soul, I am your salvation. Let them be put to shame and dishonor who seek after my life. Let them be turned back and disappointed who devise evil against me. Let them be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. Let their way be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them." Instead of just asking God for our way to be clear, this prayer asks for their way to be dark and slippery. What should we make of mean prayers? These prayers are called imprecatory prayers because they are calling down imprecations or curses on people. And there are about 15 or so of the Psalms that are mostly imprecatory, and then it will show up in a verse or two of several other Psalms. They're difficult to understand because the Bible also tells us to love our enemies and bless them and pray for those who persecute us. It tells us to not repay evil for evil. And there are some pretty ugly, graphic examples of these imprecatory psalms. Prayers that God would break the teeth in their mouth, or that they might be like a slug that melts as it moves along, or like a stillborn child that never sees the sun. Well, here are just a few quick responses to what we might make of these prayers we find in the Bible. First, they are inspired by God. They might not be models of perfect prayer, because those speaking them were humans who struggled and had some really hard stuff they were going through. But the Holy Spirit, who inspired all of Scripture, wanted these prayers to be included in the sacred text. They are there by the inspiration of God. This means there is a purpose for them. There is something for us to consider in some way that we will benefit by considering them. Some people respond to these mean prayers by just saying that David was sinning, and it's not meant to be part of inspired Scripture. But if we let ourselves have that response, where does it stop? If we get to take pieces of Scripture and choose for them to not be inspired, then we can go through all of Scripture and pick and choose and piece together. But it is my belief that the Scripture we have in the Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit. They might be a brief moment in the life of another believer in which they were struggling, and they might regret saying those words, and they might have said it differently if they had a different attitude going on, but it's the Holy Spirit who chose to include those in the sacred text and inspire them for us to have. So let's not throw away the mean prayers. Instead, we can say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Another thing we can see in the mean prayers is that we can pray anything. The bad part about the mean prayers is that they are mean. The good part about the mean prayers is that they are prayers. God wants us to talk to Him. Not everything we pray will match His will. But as we talk to Him about it, we will get closer to his heart and our will become more like his will. They might be mean prayers, but they're prayers. Whatever's going on in your heart, it is appropriate to talk to God about that. Even if you look back on what you said and you say, why did I say that? You were talking to God about what was going on in your heart, and that is always appropriate. Another thing I see in these mean prayers is that we can trust divine judgment over personal vengeance. These prayers are calling God to act. It's a whole lot better to ask God to break their teeth than to go out and do it yourself. God will not do anything wrong, even if our prayer is way off. So they might be mean, but they are not moved into action by us. They are petitions to God. Our world would be a whole lot better if instead of doing wrong things, we just prayed about them. If we could limit mean to only prayer, that would be a good deal. And when we think of them as divine judgment, these prayers are all appropriate in an ultimate sense. There will be a final divine judgment against the enemies of God. When we pray for God's will to be done, ultimately, part of that is judgment on the unrighteous. If we can pray these mean prayers with a long-term divine judgment view instead of the short-term personal vengeance view, then we are in line with the will of God. These prayers are more like the martyrs who cried out, "How long, O Lord, until you vindicate us?" Here's a final quick response to these mean prayers. And I get it in verse 27. So this is Psalm 35, verse 27. "Let those who delight in my righteousness shout for joy and be glad and say evermore, great is the Lord who delights in the welfare of his servant." God delights in the welfare of his servant. God cares about us. Do we trust God's care for us enough that we would pray prayers like, "Contend with those who contend with me"? Because we know that God cares enough to do something about our troubles. God cares about us enough to act. God doesn't want to leave us in pain and abuse. And sure, sometimes we must endure it. We have to carry that cross and bear burdens. But he cares to deliver us. And ultimately, he'll deliver us from all of it. These mean prayers in Scripture are a reminder that our God loves us. He has a jealousy for us. He wants to defend us. He rises to action for our good. Any prayer is appropriate when we're praying to a God who is purely good and supremely powerful. So what do you make of the mean prayers? How is God speaking to you? Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening.
Well, thank you for listening to Speak, Lord. Today's episode was a rerun. I hope it was a blessing. You can find all of those old episodes over at the Palmer SDA Church podcast. I'm trying to work in one of these old episodes each month. You can find more of me at PastorRyanRogers.com. And you can listen to more Speak Lord episodes by searching for Speak Lord wherever you get podcasts.